We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I am pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, and I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What's up, you guys? I'm Ray. I'm from the North. I love ice hockey. I like football. I enjoy basketball and wrestling. But if you go into a bar and you see a guy randomly shotgunning a beer, it's probably me.
And that's why they call us the Sore Losers, and we usually start out this podcast with a game we call
Would You Rather!
Game on!
Would you rather meet the President of the United States or your favorite movie star?
Well, my favorite movie star is Tom Hanks, so I'd go with Tom Hanks. Like, of course, I'd rather meet a movie star. I mean, I have no desire to meet a president. Like, I don't know why I would want to meet a president.
I mean, meeting a president would be cool because they're the most powerful person in the world.
Not really.
Yeah. You don't think they're the most powerful person in the world?
Until they get shot. Oh, like, think about it. Like, really, like, you know, okay, who? I'm sure the president of Russia or the dude that leads Russia thinks he's the most powerful in the world. No one's the most powerful person in the world. They're all dumb.
I think the United States is the most powerful country, and if you're running the most powerful country, I consider you the most powerful person in the world.
Yes.
But I would personally rather meet my favorite movie star.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like they'd be cooler, more fun. I feel like the president is probably real uptight and has to be real serious and doesn't know how to let loose and chug some beers and take some shots of tequila, things like that.
Listen, I've met the president of the United States before. It was
awesome.
President Trump, when he was doing a rally in town. Came right by, shook his hand, video of it on the Instagram.
Was that awesome and cool?
He wasn't president at the time, but I did have a pretty good inkling that he was going to be president. But yeah, so I can say now that I've met a president. You met Barack Obama.
I met Barack Obama, but when I say met, yeah. I mean like hang out with. Like when I say meet, he just walked by you and you shook his hand. That's not really meeting
what
to me.
What I'm doing, I'm going movie star just because they have so many more stories they can tell. They can talk about being on set. They have been with the hottest supermodels.
Yes.
The most beautiful woman in the world. I'm not saying the presidents ain't got some swag and they're at clubs sometimes.
I mean, come on. The president gets with some multiple women, a.k.a. Bill Clinton.
Yeah, JFK, he was with Marilyn Monroe.
So maybe those guys have met women and they
have stories. Oh, Donald Trump's been with some hotties, right? Wasn't he was always at the Playboy Mansion, and he's with that hot, I mean, his wife's now pretty hot.
Yes, so we met some very, very attractive women, but what I'm saying is, guys.
You guys just no talk?
I'm trying to agree. Melania is very beautiful, and then there was all these other articles about how other girls said that he had slept with them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
Stormy Daniels.
Oh, right. That's true.
Yeah.
I want to ask my chick, if Stormy Daniels comes to the Gentleman's Club here in Nashville, you guys going?
Yes.
Yes.
She's coming, I thought. I think she's coming.
Your chick asked you that?
No. I'm going to try and propose that to her. Hey, if Stormy comes to town, can I go? Like, it's an event when Stormy comes, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, she's the most famous stripper right now.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I know we got kids in the
Okay, question.
I don't know anything about this.
If we change the question up, let's just try this. Would you rather be the president of the United States or a movie star?
I'd rather be the president.
Are you, dude?
You don't have to drive anywhere. You got people like getting you whatever you want,
dude. Let me launch into this. There's so much stuff that the president deals with that seems so boring.
Yes,
and just annoying, dude. You realize movie stars have the most glamorous life ever. They don't have a 9 to 5.
No, they have to memorize lines.
Yeah, for three days probably.
That's and then so hard.
Yeah, they get 4 days off, and then you know why? There's always those rumors where movie stars have too much time on their hands. Yeah, when they're on movie sets, there's so much downtime. That's when they end up doing a lot of the crazy stuff they do. Dude, being a movie star, you're not working every day of the week. As a president, you think he takes a day off? He actually does play some golf.
Yes, he plays a lot of golf. But listen.
My bad. Okay.
If you want to be a good president, yes, it's a lot of work and it's really hard. But if you just want to be a president just to be a president, just sign whatever they give you. You may run the country into the ground, but that's whatever. Dude, you can just chill.
I would never want to be the president of the United States. I mean, that would be so. I mean, if you look at a president when they start in the Oval Office and when they end in the Oval Office,
great point.
They look like they have aged 30 years.
That's because they're worried
about
stuff.
Because they're stressed out because it's so stressful. Movie stars, they are just kicking back on the beach. Oh, call time's 3 o'clock on set. Okay, I'll have a couple Mai Tais on the beach. Then I'll go into set, say a couple lines, be there a few hours. and then I'll go out to the club. There is no way in the world I want to be the president of the United States.
I think
acting's
a lot harder than you think it is.
No, it's harder, but being the president, half the world, half the country hates you. Movie star, no one really has feelings. They don't hate you. They either like your movie or they don't go see it. That's it. There's no a bunch of hate towards you.
Think about always being someone else for the rest of your life.
Great.
Like you, as an actor, you are playing a character your whole life. Different characters here, different characters there. I'm sure they go home being like, I don't even know who I am anymore. I was freaking XX, like, you know, on
Coach,
this whole movie.
You
like,
realize that everybody does that. We go home and say, we don't know who we are anymore after work. My girl will tell me every 3 days, you've changed, your job changing.
Every 3 days?
Everybody always questions, am I working too hard? Why am I losing my mind? That's just not actors. That's life. Oh, I just had a baby. Why is life so crazy now? Dude, that's everybody.
You're a different person now that you have a kid.
Exactly.
It happens. But, that, I mean, we did a bonus round of Would You Rather?
Game on!
And good news coming out of Columbus, Ohio. Urban Meyer will step down as Ohio State football coach after the bowl game this year. He is retiring from Ohio State. And let me tell you, Urban Meyer, we're not going to miss you. We are so glad to see you go.
You're talking we, like the sore losers?
Just America.
He's speaking for all of us.
Okay. Sports fans in general. You can go do whatever you're going to do and try to blame, health issues. Let me tell you, we're tired of you. We're tired of your attitude and your theatrics on the sideline.
Yeah, I don't like your attitude.
Because when he's winning, he's jumping up and down and he's in the best mood ever. And when they're struggling to beat teams like Maryland, all of a sudden he's crouched down and that's when his head hurts. When the game's going good, he never seems to have that head pain and like, he never has that look of agony. But when they're in a tight game or they're losing, my head was just killing me. My headache. Blame it on the health. Controversy flares up, and guess what? Ohio State said, listen, man, it's about time for you to head on out to the pasture and get out of here.
So they fired him or he retired?
He retired.
That's the way of saying we let him go.
Yes.
Of letting him.
Do you think our company, do they allow us to say we retired or they just fire us?
No, well,
just depends what you're being fired
because
for.
Because my last job, they weren't classy like that. They straight up just fired me. They could have at least talked to me. I could have retired at the age of 24 when I got fired, but instead they fired me.
Like a lot of companies nowadays, they try to frustrate you enough for you to quit. Like they'll just do stuff like, all right, we need you to work on Saturday over and over. And then you're just like, man, screw this. I quit. And they're like, thank goodness it worked.
That's how they get you. They put more hours on you. Or, so then you'll go.
Or just different things like, hey, we're going to have to write you up for this. And you're like, what? I've been doing this for my whole life. Like, I'm sorry. Now all of a sudden the rules change.
That is a telltale sign when they start writing you up for stuff because then they want to put it on your
file.
Stuff
that they've never written you up for.
And then it gives them backing so that when maybe an outside agency ever comes in, they can say, here's the proof that they deserve to get fired.
Fired with cause instead of just firing you to fire you or you get laid off.
So if your company ever says, I'm going to put that in your file, look at them. What the hell?
Just start thinking they're probably trying to get rid of you.
Yeah, exactly. And Mac Brown said Urban Meyer called him this morning at 6 a.m. to let him know he was stepping down.
Are they friends?
I guess. And Mac Brown said Urban said he couldn't be animated enough on the sidelines to coach and motivate the team the way he wanted to because of his health issues. Urban told him, if I can't coach like I need to coach, I can't do it. So Urban Meyer, you'll retire for a year, and guess what? Another big job will come calling, and guess what? Urban Meyer will all of a sudden feel healthy again probably because this is what Urban Meyer does.
Wait, he says what? He's unhealthy?
Yeah, that's what he retired from Florida because of health issues, and he needed to spend more time with his family.
What are his health issues? Stress?
Yeah, he said he was too stressed.
He had a surgery on his head a couple years ago because he was having headaches. That's what
migraines
I'm saying.
Or something?
Yeah, that's why he had a cyst, I believe, on his head, on his brain.
Mm.
But now it's really acting up ever since that controversy with the assistant coach at the beginning of the year. Then we hear about the health problems.
You don't think it's coincidental?
It's very coincidental that it happened that way. That's what I'm saying. Last year,
are you doing finger quotes like coincidence?
Last year, did we hear about these health issues? Was there any problem with his headaches? Was he in so much pain and memory loss?
But when did he have the surgery?
A few years ago.
Oh, more than two?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Coach, it's more than just coincidence. The one coach gets forced to leave. Urban was suspended. This team's not in the Final Four. There's a lot of that. Oh, now it's time to back out.
I mean, they're really good, but what I'm saying is he wants to blame health issues, but I think there was just so much smoke and so much controversy. He was like, you know what? I need to take a step back. I need to get out of here. But, Eddie, you got your wish. Your boy's going to be the head coach.
Who?
Ryan Day.
Oh, the backup.
The offensive coordinator is going to take over at Ohio State. He is the new head coach.
Dude, you watch. He's such a good coach. I watched him the first two, three games of the season, like as he was interim coach. He did a great job. Man, he's going to be recruiting the best. Wow, dude, that's cool. So when they get named the head coach, this is for just the next year, or what's his deal?
No, he signs a contract. I don't know how long the contract will be. They haven't announced it yet. Ryan Day is going to be the head coach at Ohio State.
Good for him,
and they kind of want to do it that way to keep recruits happy so they could be upfront with recruits like, hey, Urban Meyer's not going to be here. And so Ryan Day takes over after the bowl game, and he'll be in charge of Ohio State football.
Guys, don't ignore the fact that there's probably very bad energy in that locker room, like towards Urban Meyer. Like they're all of this faculty, other coaches, and they probably had to just treat him like crap or make it known that they just don't like him anymore.
Well, they maybe all turned after they realized they weren't making the Final Four. They were going to be in the Final Four if not for Oklahoma beating Texas. Ohio State was in. Georgia beats Alabama, there's a chance Ohio State sneaks in.
No, if Georgia beats Alabama,
Bama still would have been in.
Yeah, Bama and Georgia are in. That's it.
But there if Oklahoma lost, then it would have been Ohio State in.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, in the final polls, Michigan was still ahead of Ohio State.
Oh, they were?
I believe.
Okay, well then maybe not.
Georgia, I think, was ahead of Ohio State if you look at the final polls that are going into the bowl games. So yes, I'm just glad to see Urban Meyer go. He won't be missed. He may do some television work. Oh, he'll be healthy.
Of course he's going to do TV work.
Exactly, because Urban Meyer loves him some Urban Meyer, and he ain't going to just ride off into the sunset and disappear. Come on, guys.
Can you imagine that life? You go from Ohio State head coach, so much drama, craziness,
pressure,
all over the news and pressure. He's just going to go home to his wife and his kids, and he's just going to chill.
And be a grandpa?
That
Come
is
on.
Night
it's
and day.
Got to be amazing.
Completely different. You can only play so much golf and have that a high from that until next thing you know you're betting dollars with your buddies at golf. And he's got to have, for some a head coach, he's got to love that adrenaline.
Have that personality.
You don't just put that adrenaline on the shelf. You always want that adrenaline going.
Yeah, but he has health issues, so maybe he means it this time.
Coach
but.
Lunchbox, why do you not like him so much? Like,
he's
just
a slime ball.
Why?
Because look at what he – if you just go look at his track record, where there's controversy everywhere he goes. And there's a lot of smoke around him and how he acts and how he behaves and how he treats others and just the whole situation. And so at Florida, there's some controversy. Ooh, so he steps away. He retires. Retires because of health issues, quote-unquote health issues again.
Mm-hmm.
He retires for 1 year, and he's back on the sideline at Ohio State. And all of a sudden, this whole thing with Zach Smith, the assistant coach, it flares up. He has to fire him. It's all up in the press. Controversy. Guess what happens now? Health issues. I'm going to step away from the game. It just seems like he just seems to get in trouble and have a lot of bad things around him. Just a slime ball. I just think he's a slime ball. So see you later, Urban. We won't miss you.
Did that break overnight, or was that yesterday?
Just this morning.
Interesting. That's why I didn't know immediately
about
it. Yeah,
that's it.
They released it early in the morning, too.
Early
What's
in the morning.
All these press releases?
Like 4 a.m.
Interesting.
Yeah, because he called Mac Brown at 6 a.m. to let him know. like he needed to call Mac Brown.
Yeah, and then how do we get that conversation?
Mac Brown came out and said, and so they must be friends.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm just telling you right now, Lunchbox, if something happened to you and you texted me, I wouldn't go to the press and just be like, hey, guys, yeah, Lunchbox just texted me this. Go ahead and print it. Here's a screenshot of our text.
Well, he texted me at 6 a.m.
I think like coaches and players, they like to show off that they're friends with these other coaches and players.
So dumb, like just
look at how close we are. We called this morning and we congratulated each other on a great career, and I just wish him the best. And
or like other players that tweet players while they're playing, like, hey,
no,
man,
I like
nice
that.
Catch. Well, it's nice for you and fun for you to watch, but really, they could just text and be like, hey, dude, saw the game. That was a good catch. Proud of you, bud. And then there we go. The purpose.
But you
is
tweet things like that
to who?
To whoever. You don't tweet whenever you see something cool? Like,
no, like when like Bobby, our boss, was on Dancing with the Stars. Like,
you would tweet him?
No, I would tweet like, here's their dance, but I would text him, dude, killed it, good job. I wouldn't say, tweet him at Mr. Bobby Bones, good job, I really enjoyed your dance.
So you don't ever tag anybody in a tweet?
I do, but when I'm trying to just tell him something that's part of the Twitter world. Like if there's a conversation going,
So
I'll
you've
do that.
Never tagged a celebrity like, oh, I ran into...
Yeah, but I don't have their number. Like, I'll tweet, like, Tom Hanks, but I don't have his number.
I see what you're saying. You would never tweet somebody the texting if you have their number.
Like, you guys, I would never say, hey, Lunchbox, can I go to your house for dinner tonight?
That's why the other day wish my girlfriend a happy birthday. You said, can I text her?
Right. Can I just text your girlfriend instead of putting her on Twitter?
Coach, like, it all makes sense now.
But I don't have a problem. That just tells me the player is watching the game. Like, I like to see them watching the game.
Right, and so I'm saying,
and so they're giving
that's
credit
fun for you.
But they're giving credit to whoever made a great play. What's wrong with that?
No, I'm saying you. It's like when
they're not saying congratulations. They're like, oh, what a catch, Odell Beckham Jr. And they tag him. What's wrong with that? That means they're watching the game.
Okay.
You just think it's weird because they're not texting.
It's just weird because they could just text them then. It'll have the same effect if they just text them.
But it's letting their followers know, hey, I'm watching this game too. I saw that catch. That was an amazing
catch.
Right.
That's why I'm saying that's fun for you as the viewer and the fan. But for them too, receiver to receiver, it just doesn't mean anything. Like, if you guys texted me like, hey, dude, happy birthday. If you tweeted me, happy birthday, Eddie, happy whatever, I would be like, why didn't they just text me? Now they just want everyone to know that they tweeted me that it's my birthday.
The birthday, I get it. But this is a live event. Maybe someone's not watching the game. And so, like, say I follow Odell Beckham Jr. and he's watching the game and Antonio Brown makes a sensational catch. And Odell tweets, oh, what a catch at Antonio Brown. I don't know his Twitter name. AB Brown, whatever. Like, then I'm like, oh, I need to go look and see what that Antonio Brown catch is all about. Like, I don't see anything wrong with you tweeting about a game you're watching. I watch a game and I tweet about it. I watch a reality show, I tweet about it. That's what you do. You tweet about your life.
You're missing my point. We're talking about Mac Brown and Urban Meyer and this text exchange after some big news that, hey, Mac, I'm quitting. It's a text, right?
But it was a phone call.
Or a phone call. And then Mac Brown has to tell everyone, like, yep, he called me and we talked about this. This was our conversation. You're just like, that's no longer just between you two coaches having a conversation about their careers. This is now a story. Like, and it's going to go to the press and people are going to talk about it. It's just a thing now. It's not just a one-on-one authentic conversation.
There's going to be a lot of these because a lot of these coaches are quote-unquote friends, and
right.
So they're going to ask their opinion on, like, oh, did you talk to Urban? Yeah, I talked to Urban. This is what
he said.
Blah, blah, blah. So whatever. Urban's gone. You know who's still here? Tua. And yesterday we talked about Tua's dad.
Yeah.
You know, hitting him with a belt when he had a bad game when he was a kid. Well, I guess I missed the rest of this whole College Game Day interview. I wasn't paying attention. Tua's dad forced him to be left-handed because his dad is left-handed. And he didn't want to be the only lefty, so he made his son be left-handed.
I thought he didn't look left-handed.
And then
it just looks odd.
Tua's dad forced him to go to Alabama.
I thought he moved with him.
But he did, but he forced him to go to Alabama. He made the decision for Tua because Tua said, even if I liked another school better, my dad had final decision where I had to go.
I'm not that shocked by it because my parents, the first college I went to, they told me which college I was going to. So...
But you don't find that weird that he can't think for himself?
Oh, there's like, a lot of that with him, with Tua. It sounds like he's a controlling dad, but he loves him.
But does he love him, or is he just scared of him?
No, he loves him. He's probably helped him out a lot to get to where he is right now.
To get where he is right now, but right now, he's still letting his dad make all his decisions. Is there going to come a time when he's like, you know what? I'm not going to, Dad, you're done controlling my life, and we're not going to do this. And they become estranged.
Hey, it's the LeVar Ball effect. Sometimes they just let Dad just do his thing forever, and you never tell Dad no.
But where's LeVar Ball now?
Yeah, where is he?
Exactly.
Well, his job is done.
Once LeBron got to L.A., LeVar now just chills, or what? LeBron's like, get Dad away
from
here.
His job's done. His job's done. He got his kids where he wants them to go. Already signed their deals.
Dude,
Dad's done.
What if LeBron paid off LeVar and he's like, hey, no more making a scene. No more saying you're going to come out with your own kind of water.
Nah.
No more making these tennis shoes that are like $300 that nobody buys. Stay out of the scenes. Here's some money. I'm going to show your son how to play basketball, and we're going to win a championship. We'll see you in a couple of years.
That's not possible because LeVar...
No more courtside seats. We're going to get you up in Section 200.
Right. The Lakers may have done that.
The Lakers may have, but not...
Why are we not seeing LeVar Ball in the news anymore?
Nowhere.
Dude, he's just nowhere to be found.
I mean, but what was his goal? His goal was to get his kids in the NBA.
And he's got one kid in the NBA.
Yes, and then make money off of it, get shoes named after them, just build them up in the press, hype them up. That was the dad's goal.
But I think LeVar Ball, I honestly think he's a different dad than Tua's dad. LeVar Ball just seems so supportive. He seemed like the dream dad everybody want. Yeah, he continued into his son's 20s, still kind of seeming like he's right next to him, you know, every step of the way. way.
Well, he was only like 19 years old when he went to the NBA. I mean, he went after his freshman year.
He
so.
Just seems like such a supportive dad, but then Tua's dad just seems like a jerk, controlling.
And maybe it
and
comes out later that LeVar Ball did the same thing. Where I mean, if he had a bad game and he had a turnover, he got hit with a belt. Like, but that's just crazy. Well, and I can't believe the way ESPN just kind of glossed over it. And now that I even know that he made the decision for Tua where he's going to school, parents like. You're supposed to let your kids play the game for fun, and if you're hitting them with a belt for having a bad game, or you're telling them, no, you don't get a decision where you're going to go to college, I'm going to tell you where you're going to go to college and where you're going to play football. That just seems like a terrible parent to be around, and it seems awful for the kid. Like, it just seems way over-involved and way too demanding and controlling.
You talk about, like, is
I got a question for Eddie once you finish this.
Well, I just feel like... you talk about the love for the dad, and if he's ever gonna like realize later in life, like, oh, okay, this is my dad was crazy, like I'm out and like never gonna talk to him again. You got to understand that you only know what your parents taught you and what you were raised with, you know, like until you start meeting other people.
Well,
like,
yes, and that's college, what I'm saying. Tua is at that age where he should be. His eyes might be opening up, and what's it going to do to the family? Like once he realizes, you know what. Man, my dad was crazy for hitting me with a belt after I threw an interception.
Yeah, and you don't realize that until you start talking to other people. And I think that's why he brought it up on College Game Day like it was no thing.
Like, no big deal.
Because he probably thinks that that's what every parent does. Like, that's normal. Like my parents, you know, we, whatever. Like, example, parents smoke in front of their kids. So you grow up thinking, well, smoking is just normal. You know, parents do this with their kids. You grow up thinking that's just normal until you realize, ah, that wasn't really normal. Okay, yeah. I get it. So I think, yes, Tua is probably realizing that maybe as we speak.
Coach, when you're around your friends growing up, you see, oh, my friend's parents smoke, my parents don't smoke. Okay, it's not normal to smoke. He's known forever that he gets hit with a belt and his friends don't get hit.
Yeah, but you also know people who continue to do what their parents have always done, like even politically, like I'm Republican. Well, have you ever thought about like politics? No. But my parents were Republican, so I'm Republican. I drink. Well, do you ever think about not drinking because it's kind of messing up your life? No, my parents drank their whole life. It's these things where, like, it's just what they were doing was right, and I'm just going to continue to do it because that's what my parents did. Sometimes people just never realize that there's another alternative.
I just imagine Tua after a game, sort of like dazed and confused when they're trying to paddle the incoming freshman.
Yeah.
And they don't want to go home, and they're running, and they're hiding. After that baseball game, they film it, and the guy's just like... It's like, man, they're going to get me. And he just hangs his head and he walks out the center field and lets them get the paddle. I just imagine Tua, after the game, just sitting. He's probably the last one to leave the locker room because he's like, man, I threw 2 INTs. That's 12 lashings with the belt. Like,
you're right.
And he took an extra long shower and he sat there and he probably I hope parents didn't hear that or watch that little piece and think, wow. That's how I'm going to get my kid to be the quarterback at Alabama University. Like, that's not how you can... It may have worked, but that is not, in my opinion, the right way to do it. And I hope they didn't get the wrong message thinking, that's how I'm going to get my kid to be good at football.
Well, and then you also have to think, the next generation, if he grows up thinking that way, he's going to raise his kids like that. And that's just how it works.
I know, and I don't think the new generation really spanks. Do you spank?
Yeah.
You do?
With a belt?
No, not with a belt. With my hand.
Okay.
But I mean, I've threatened to use a paddle because it's just like my 10-year-old, like my hand doesn't hurt my 10-year-old's bottom anymore. Like, it doesn't hurt his butt.
So why do you not use the belt? Because yesterday we got into it and I said, man, he beat him with a belt after he had a bad game. And you said, no, it's just a spanking. And you said you got hit with a belt. So why don't you use a belt?
I just don't. Like, my wife never got hit with a belt. You know, I did. But like, example, true transparency. When my son, who's 10 now, he was like 5 or 6 or something, and he talked back or he said something that he wasn't supposed to say, and I was about to slap him in the face.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, and my wife goes, well, you're not going to slap him. Like, we don't do that. And I was like, what do you mean? My mom slapped me 500 times, like right in the mouth, right in the face. Like,
your wife broke up a fight between you and your kid?
No, I was like, say it one more time and I'm going to slap you. Like, really, and that was the first time me and my wife ever had the conversation of, like, do you slap or do you not slap? My mom slapped me all the time. My dad slapped me all the time. Like, it was just a thing, and I never thought twice about it until my wife said, no, we're not going to slap our kids. I was like, huh, I'm thinking about that. Yeah, I probably don't want to slap.
And speaking of bad parent relationships, Aaron Rodgers, the Packers, came out and said that he will not have any say on the next head coaching hire. Like, the Packers, shut up. Like, do we actually believe you are not going to get input from Aaron Rodgers, your franchise quarterback who wanted Mike McCarthy gone, who got him fired, and now you're going to say you're not going to ask him his opinion when you're hiring a new head coach? Am I supposed to believe that? Like, I was reading an article on SI.com by Ala Abadilila. I don't know how to say his name. He said the friction between Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy got so bad.
I didn't really know about this.
That Mike McCarthy would call the play, and he'd call the same play 4 times in a row, even. This is quoted from other coaches. And Aaron Rodgers would change it every single time at the line.
That's all.
No matter what, would never run the play Mike McCarthy wanted.
Okay, so they've officially hated each other.
That's like voodoo from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, and Jeff Saturday, who was the center back in 2012, he played for the Colts and he played for the Packers for one season, said the play call would come into the huddle and Aaron Rodgers would just roll his eyes. Like, really, we're running that play?
That makes sense that Rodgers would do something like that. The same guy that looks at his receivers and, like, mouth stuff and, yeah, like, his head in disgust, he throws it to the side. He would do that.
So what's the hierarchy in, like, teams? Like, you know, in college and high school and stuff like that, like, the player's the player, the student, and then the coach is the administrator.
Well, you realize the players are so much richer, so a lot of them think they're more powerful than the coach.
So, but in pro sports, that's my question. What is the hierarchy? Is there, like, automatic respect, you are the coach? Like, I look at Mike Tomlin, who's probably, you know, or even we talk about McVay, the head coach for the Rams. Like, age-wise, some of these players are older than McVay are, and Tomlin's still kind of, he's not old to where you look at him like, ooh, respect. He's an old man, respect. Like, I wonder how much respect there is in those teams towards the coaches.
That's in the NBA, and this is, I'm glad you brought this up. There's another article on CBSSports.com. Mark Chmura, he used to play tight end for the Packers. He went on there and said, he got, you know, inducted into the Packers, like, Ring of Fame, all that. He said that Aaron Rodgers looks like a prima donna in this, and he's starting to look like one of those NBA players that got the coaches fired, that tells them, I don't want that coach, get him out of here. Because in the NBA, it feels like it's a players' league where
LeBron.
If the player doesn't like the coach is gone.
It's crazy.
And he said, he goes, the team quit on Mike McCarthy. Like, they didn't even try hard this past Sunday. That's what he was saying. He was like, it was embarrassing. Like, they didn't even give effort. Like, they were trying to get him fired. And he was like, Aaron Rodgers just looks so bad in this situation. And that's why I find it crazy for the Packers to come out and say they're not going to consult Aaron Rodgers when they hire a new coach.
They can say whatever they want, and they could do something completely different.
Right.
They don't have to go
stand by their
statement.
But why even address it? Just be like, yeah.
Because people like you and everyone else are thinking it. And it's already out that, like, okay, Packers fired McCarthy.
And they said, oh, Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with it.
Right.
McCarthy
getting
fired.
Which is probably a flat-out lie.
Stop. He did. He had something to do with it.
But what I'm saying is just because they say that they're not going to let him have any say-so in it, he's probably going to lead the freaking hiring process.
Yes, like, and then you say, what's the hierarchy? I feel like the NFL is more the coaches in charge. And then, because, I mean, if you look at the Raiders, John Gruden got rid of a bunch of players. It just seems to go that way. In the NBA, it's true. If you don't like a coach, LeBron James, you get rid of him. Bye, see you later. Get him out of here. And they fire him because I don't know why. What makes the difference in each league?
Aaron Rodgers was just trying to pull LeBron, and he did.
He did.
He got rid of him.
He got rid of him. So all these people that don't want to blame any of it on Rodgers and his, what I would say, declining skills. He doesn't look as good. So now you can't blame the coach. So if Aaron Rodgers, like, people are like, oh, Aaron Rodgers has been playing 7 less years than Brady. I'm like, so that means Rodgers is going to go to 7 straight Super Bowls just to tie Super Bowl appearances with Brady? Stop. Like, if you are supposedly the greatest quarterback of all time, like, beat the Arizona Cardinals. Come on. They're 2-9. Like, right. let's
Rodgers, if you think, he's had some breakups in the last year and a half.
That could be
supermodel,
it, too.
Supermodel, he broke up with her.
He broke up with Olivia Danica Munn. Patrick?
No, he's with her.
Okay.
But Olivia Munn, he broke up with her. That was shocking because it seemed like they were together for a while. We found out about his relationship with his parents, so he pretty much just broke up with his parents altogether.
Yeah, his brother became a star on The Bachelor.
His brother became a star and just started dishing on Aaron, like, left and right. Like,
but
yeah,
boys,
he's a terrible guy.
Boys, you act like he even has a heart to say that, like, oh, he got and broke up. It's probably hurting his game. You think he gives a crap about these girls?
No, he doesn't. But what I'm saying
is, hump him and dump him.
What do you mean?
He's like, get out. Like,
what do you mean you don't think he cares about them? They were together for like 2 years.
Okay, maybe, but I see him as the kind of guy that's just like, oh, well, sorry, football's more important. I'm the greatest quarterback ever. Goodbye. See you.
I was just kind of like,
don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Coach, I was like, a breakup's bad enough. He's just doing breakups left and right, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, he doesn't
don't
have
feel
that many,
bad for him. He's just his priorities
coach,
are all
he doesn't have that many people left in his life. He got rid of his ex.
Coach,
so he's got Danica
because
Patrick.
Who does he
so
think
what
about?
Does he do on holidays? He, like Aaron Rodgers. Like, really, what does Aaron Rodgers do on holidays?
He's probably pays a lot of people to come hang out
with
him.
No, he goes to Danica Patrick's place. She probably has great family life. He's probably going to be full in with that, or he's preparing for the games and he doesn't go
right.
to anybody's.
Okay, right. Christmas, they probably have, you know, you have to prepare for a game. But I'm just saying, like, 4th of July, like, he doesn't have any family gatherings to go to. He never.
Well, his brother makes it sound like he doesn't even talk to the
that's
family.
That's what I
hates
mean.
Them. But they send presents back. Did they get the kids and
but
stuff?
Just because you're not close with your family doesn't mean. That's probably why he has all these girlfriends too. He probably gets close to their family and then they break up and he starts with the next family. So yeah, he probably goes to Danica's families. Like, it's no big deal. Just because he doesn't talk to his parents, he probably gets close with his girlfriend's parents. But really, when it comes down at the end of it, Aaron Rodgers cares about Aaron Rodgers. That's why he can't hold a relationship. That's why he doesn't care about his parents. He just cares about Aaron Rodgers and his being the best quarterback ever. That's
and we
it.
Didn't know this Aaron Rodgers stuff Boy. Until his brother became famous, and then
right.
we learned it all out, and it was shocking. Almost
and maybe
sad.
It was known, and I didn't know about
I
it.
I never
but
heard about
when,
it.
When your brother gets on national TV and starts going off on it and Twitter, it's like, uh-oh.
And maybe I fell for it, but after he said that, Jordan Rodgers, that's his name, after yeah. he said that, I was like, never going to look at Aaron Rodgers again the same. Like, really, maybe I fell for it, but I remember thinking, like, what a jerk.
And Jordan Rodgers was even saying, this is all alleged, but he goes, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is for the wildfire victims in California. He was like, he didn't even check in on my parents. He's supporting the relief efforts, but he should have started with checking in with my parents. He didn't even call them, is what allegedly happened.
Right.
Which is shocking and sad, and that's bad.
But it's not shocking.
It is
it's
shocking.
Sad.
That you could hate your parents that much. They're blood.
I mean, what if
but
Tua,
their blood,
what
if, but
what
if
Tua
they
starts
what,
doing that
right,
with his dad?
If they treated him like Tua did, or maybe, and maybe there's
two
another
sides
side
every
to it.
Story.
Right. Maybe they're like, hey, we got you there. You need to be paying us $2 million
Dude,
a year.
What if we landed Rodgers for the podcast and we hit him with
Which
the hard
one?
Question? Aaron.
Okay.
And we hit him with the hard question first. Hey, man, so what's up with you and your parents? That's our first question.
I mean,
then after that, we hit him
probably get
with,
up and walk out.
He'd get up and
okay,
walk out.
Then our next question.
Where are you going?
What really, for the Christmas.
Yeah, where are you going?
Third question. What happened with you and McCarthy?
Yeah.
Fourth question. Why did you and Olivia Munn break
yeah,
up?
Yeah, why do all you and all your girlfriends break up? And then I would have to get in my, do you do it for the money or for the love of sports?
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
No, I'm just saying
and just
that,
so you know, Packer fans, good luck. I mean, next year and the year after, because Aaron Rodgers' salary is just going to eat up more and more of your cap space. And so until he takes a little discount, I still think you're not going to be that good because everybody's complaining he doesn't have any weapons. But you, when you take all the money, it's hard to get you those quote-unquote weapons. But yeah, and but you, one guy you could sign is Kareem Hunt if you're a Packers fan. He went unclaimed yesterday.
Which doesn't mean a lot.
That means he's a free agent.
So it's still with all these different terminologies, a team can still pick him up.
They can still right, but when you
I get there was
it
a
makes
deadline.
No difference.
So I get there
no,
was
it does
a deadline.
Make a difference.
It makes a little bit of a difference, but I get there was a deadline and we all predicted. But now it seems like you can still pick him up.
What's the difference?
The difference is if you claim him on waivers, he has to go to your team. Now you can offer him a contract and he'd be like, "No, I don't want to play for that team." So if you claim him on waivers, you get him no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the lowest ranking on the
good
list.
Breakdown.
So there, so as a free agent, he has the choice mm-hmm. to come to whatever team he wants.
And I'll guarantee the longer you wait, that choice is going to be a lot easier for him to make. First offer. I mean, if he's waiting like weeks,
well, and it,
first offer that comes in, he's going to have to say yes.
We said there was the one issue with Kareem Hunt. Then I heard there was a second issue, which we talked about. Now there's a third
there's
issue.
There's a third issue that he was at a bar and got in a fight.
Guys that he was with were in a brawl and,
boys, and
what
kicked
did I
some
tell
dude
you?
And broke some ribs.
So now there's three stories.
What did I tell
and we've
you?
Seen video
and,
to one.
And expect probably a fourth coming in. Like, it's just, that's how it happens.
That's
they all
great.
Roll out.
When you see one thing, all of a sudden then you find it all out.
Yes.
It's always like that in life.
And yeah. why?
And not to say they're all necessarily true, but they just, the
but they're investigating.
Keep, the stories keep rolling out.
And that, and so that's what I say about him yesterday when he said, nah, you know, if I've thought about getting some help. And if these incidents are true.
Oh, he gets help after this. He has to.
He has
the NFL
to.
Will probably mandate that he gets help, but also in his head, he has to. It's one of those times where you say, "Oh, I hate alcohol," or "I'm going to give it up someday." But then you have something bad happen in your life, and then you're like, "Okay, I'm done with alcohol." This is almost one of those come to Jesus moments where he's like, "I kind of got to get some help with my anger."
Well, yeah, his career's at risk
right
now,
right?
But that's up to all the teams in the NFL to realize this, that it could be a lesson to him. So just hold off on trying to get Kareem Hunt, even though he's a damn good running back.
And now
he's amazing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But
he led the league in rushing last year.
As a rookie.
That's how much talent he has. And so then I wonder.
Dumb question. Where did you go to college?
Oh. Toledo, maybe?
It was a smaller
school. It was a smaller school.
That's why I
want to say Toledo.
I just don't remember him at Oklahoma. I don't remember him at Michigan. I don't remember him at Wisconsin. So please, somebody tell me where he went
Toledo.
To school.
Toledo.
Wow, that's why we never saw him on Saturday.
And damn, dude, your brain, I mean, you say some pretty stupid stuff, and you may not have a lot of smarts in there, but you know a lot about sports. I mean, Kareem Hunt went to Toledo? Get out of here.
That's
You're
money.
Amazing.
That's money.
And that tells you.
Somebody was watching the NFL draft.
That's what he does.
No, I don't know.
I listen to music every day. Like, really, that's what I do every day. I listen to music. This guy, he probably researches where everyone goes to college and high school every day.
That is a fun
no,
game.
No, I don't.
If you're ever bored at your house, do that with your buddies. It's actually really fun.
It is fun.
As long as they have some knowledge and they know a little bit more than Eddie. If you play with Eddie, there'd be a lot
of
knowledge.
Well, it's fun. I like playing with Lunchbox because I try to get him and he knows every single one. I don't think I've gotten one right.
I don't know every single thing. I don't know why I remember this kind of stuff. And I don't know how I know he went to Toledo. They may have mentioned it somewhere at some point.
But he had to go in that Rolodex in his brain, go, Toledo. And he freaking knew it. I love it.
And that tells me that some of the talent, and I do like to see these guys that go to the smaller schools that don't go to the big names, make it. Because it shows that even the big schools still
point.
Miss out on some unbelievable talent coming out of high school.
Dude, Baker Mayfield was a walk-on, right?
A walk-on at two different schools.
And he was a number one draft pick.
Yeah. Heisman Trophy winner and the
number one
draft pick.
Look at Josh McCown from Sam Houston State.
Stop.
What? He plays in the NFL. What's the problem?
No, that's amazing.
That's
like
amazing.
Marcus Davenport went to UTSA, and UTSA, we haven't had a football program for very long, and he was a first-round draft pick. I'm like, what up? UT Austin couldn't get him? Come on, Horns, or A&M, or Texas Tech. And it tells you, they're obviously really talented, so like I said, you have to have talent. But you can, if just because you don't end up at a big school doesn't mean you're not going to the NFL. I love it.
Yeah, it's cool.
And I wonder, now that Kareem Hunt's a free agent, How long does he stay a free agent? But does that mean he can sign a contract for millions of dollars when they sign him? Because at first, when he was with the Chiefs, he's on his rookie deal.
Yeah.
And so he's locked into his pay scale. But now that he's a free agent.
Hey, wait a second. What if he released the video to get out of his contract?
No.
Like, isn't it funny to think this kind of stuff, though? Like, what if it was self-sabotage to get out of a contract?
No, that he wouldn't release that kind of video
I was just really joking. But
it is crazy, though, that video went the whole season, then it got released.
Right.
What if they had released it right before the Super Bowl or something? They could have waited to a more better time to really stick it to
him. The Patriots, you know, they were like, no, we're a little nervous about the AFC, so we need to get that video out there. So Robert Kraft called a couple people.
See, all these little theories, that's fun. Like, it's fun to
make
up.
Why did that video come out on Friday, halfway into the season? Why did it?
Yeah, why do you think that?
Well, it definitely came out before Sunday. They didn't want him playing in that game. I mean, halfway through the season, they're on.
Do you think
are in the talks of being the Super Bowl champion? They're like, get the video out.
Like, do you think it could have been someone from the Patriots?
Angle you just brought up.
Or the Chargers fans, like someone for the Chargers, like, hey, you know what? They're in the LA Chargers. They know someone that works at TMZ out there in LA. Like, hey, you really need to get this video.
Somebody got tipped off. A friend of a friend of a friend. That girl had a friend that's a Patriots fan or something. And they go, da 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 da, boom, down the line. Get this video, it will do damage, and he'll be off the team. And boom, it comes out on Friday, and he's off the team over the weekend.
I mean, and then speaking of getting suspended, there were some high school football players. They got
Their season's over, Coach. Aren't high schoolers donezo?
They were suspended because they did the Oreo run, the naked Oreo run. They stuck Oreos in their buttocks. Okay.
Like in between their cheeks?
In the, between their cheeks. And they ran across the field naked.
Hmm.
They got suspended for 3 games, 10 of them, and they missed out on the state championship game because they were suspended.
This is high school?
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of dudes
sucks,
doing
man.
It?
That's part of high school.
That's not part of high school.
How many times did you run around naked with an Oreo stuck in your butt in high school?
Is that what you guys did in the Valley?
Is that what you guys did in high school?
No.
Because you went to a weird high school if you did naked Oreo runs.
No, but I mean, people do stupid things. Like, that's kind of just like, why suspend them for 3 games?
They were suspended for indecent exposure.
Who saw them?
Was anyone
affected by what they saw?
Like, and we've
like,
all
was there a little kid in the stands being like, oh my goodness.
And I don't think they did it
female?
In a game or anything.
Oh, no.
Right.
They definitely did it at midnight. We've all
right,
gone to a
I'm
sports
saying.
Field at midnight when
Listen,
you're not supposed to be on it, and we could have all gotten penalized.
After Dazed and Confused came out, we all would sneak into the football field. I remember me and my buddy, 4th of July, there were fireworks going on in the middle of the football field. That's
Is this when you guys did your naked Oreo run?
I'll get there.
Did you guys have a pack of Oreos?
Was it just you and him?
It was just me and my buddy Aaron.
And a couple double stuffs.
And they shoot.
You guys were double stuffing?
They shoot the fireworks.
Wait, were you double stuffing?
No.
Oh.
They shoot the fireworks in the middle of the field for
you
the
guys
whole city. No, for
oh.
the city.
Oh, yeah, so I thought.
For the city
okay.
to see.
Okay.
Like, this is where the main fireworks
display
is. That's
a great spot. I mean, there's only grass there that can burn. And
no,
stuff.
Green grass. It won't
okay.
burn. Right. So that's what they did. Me and my buddy Aaron, we got a 12-pack of beer, and we're like, dude, let's get the best seats in the house.
In high school?
In high school. And we, oh, yeah.
This is worse than the Oreo run. He should have been suspended
we
three
had
games.
A, we had a store that we would all buy beer from, and that dude was cool. Anyway, got 12-pack of beer. We go into the stadium where all these fireworks are getting shot. We sit in the stands, just me and Aaron, pop open beers and watch the firework display from underneath the fireworks. Dude, and we're like, wow, we totally jumped the fence, snuck in here. This is awesome. Until all the ashes start falling down, there's burning ashes. Guys,
and they burn, right?
I don't suggest this at all, ever. We were like, oh my goodness, there are fireballs coming down everywhere.
And
we
you had to
sneak
get the hell out, right?
We left the beer there.
So what were the fireworks for?
The city.
Fourth of July.
Oh.
And these are like monster fireworks. And we're like, God, look at this. God bless America.
And you know how I know that?
This?
Because in Nashville, I live on 1st and Broadway, and probably 10 minutes into the fireworks, there's ash starts to come down. Not the fireballs
Ooh.
You're talking about, but there's still ash that comes down.
Well, in Nashville, they do it on the river
right.
so that it,
the ash
they fall
goes into
in
the
river. Water.
I mean, pollute the river.
Yeah, don't worry
the
about the fish.
Safe.
I mean, who cares about the fish, yeah. right? I mean,
hey,
we don't care about the
just
wildlife.
Just pump all the ash into the river. It's okay.
But my point
is
we did crazy stuff.
That's
like
pretty
that in
funny.
High school.
But you didn't, that's not naked. Were you guys naked?
No, we trespassed, though. We shouldn't have been there.
But everybody all tried to. The idea of hooking up on a field was
right.
always there. Under the bleachers, on a football
field,
on a baseball field.
We snuck into the football
field
all the time.
I didn't do football field.
We snuck in one time into a water park.
And, now that's cool.
And one of the guys worked there, so he had the keys to all the pumps and the water slides. He turned them all on. Dude, there were like 10 chicks, 10 dudes, and we partied till 3 in the morning there.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Dude, you know
you
how much your
into,
life
hold on,
sucks
hold on.
Right now compared to the stories you're telling?
Now, this is the best story.
I
Can I just tell you?
Coach, how have I never heard this story?
In all the years
awesome.
I've known you, this is the absolute best story you have ever told, is well, that you broke into a water park.
Uh-huh.
Turned on the water slides and partied
till
3 in the morning.
Yeah.
The
one guy was a lifeguard, so he had the keys to all the pumps.
It was Six Flags McAllen.
It was Edinburgh. But dude, so it was awesome. Everyone's just like, woo, water slide summer. Dude, it was great. And again,
hey,
if I was playing football at that time.
Tell me this, though. It's dudes and chicks, right? Not just a bunch of you and your boys.
It was like 10 dudes, 10 chicks.
Now,
okay,
was there any hooking up at this water park?
Sure there was. Sure there. Not with me. I didn't get chicks in high school. Not with me. I was the clown. Everybody liked hanging out with me, blah, blah, jokes. I never hooked up in high school.
That is so,
that's amazing.
That is a good story.
Dude. But again, if I was playing sports and we did that and I got suspended for 3 games, I'd be like, dang, dude. It's just high school.
I mean, it cost their school the state championship.
State championship.
They lost like 27-20 in the state championship. So lesson of the story, guys. If you're in high school and your friends are like, hey, you want to do the naked Oreo run where you stick Oreos in your butt, say no.
Like, just
yeah,
say no.
Yeah, and if it's double stuff, definitely say no, because that's just going to be hard to keep in there. You know?
Okay. Got it, Coach.
All right.
Dang.
And before we go, congrats to Tua Tagovailoa.
Again?
Kyler
yeah.
Murray.
His dad's no longer. Oh, wait. What?
Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins.
The top three?
They are the three finalists for the Heisman Trophy.
Who's his favorite?
That's crazy.
It's Tua Tagovailoa is the favorite by a long shot. And I've been saying all year that Tua Tagovailoa is the winner of the Heisman.
You have.
Does the Heisman get determined before the championship game?
Yeah. Yes.
It does. That's what I thought.
They announce it before.
Are there bet options on that?
Yeah.
Of course there are, dude. You can bet
Tua Tagovailoa is the overwhelming favorite. But, man, watching Kyler Murray play is so fun. So
got news
fun.
For you, buddy.
What? Go ahead.
Kyler Murray's a favorite.
Okay, then I'll take Tua right now.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
He's a favorite coach. Wow.
Well, tell me the number.
I mean, I'm typing it in. You got to put down $100 on Kyler Murray to win, and you win $60.
Wow.
He's that much of a favorite. You put that same amount on Tua, you win, it's not Tua, it's like $140.
Wow, that is a shock. But I started thinking about it last night after watching Kyler Murray again this weekend. I was like, he might be able to beat Tua because Tua didn't play fourth quarter, so people think, oh, his numbers aren't as awesome. But when you're doing it in three quarters, it's amazing. But Kyler may have a chance.
Nope, Vegas thinks he does.
Interesting.
And before we go, Eddie had the Redskins last night, +6.5. He slammed the door on it. How'd that do?
I didn't do very well.
Ray had the
Nashville Predators -1.5. Unfortunately, they only won by a goal. My boys let me down. It was a backdoor goal late in the game. You guys got to do better on the power plays. Just let's be more successful on the power plays.
No, the point was their hangover was no longer.
The hangover didn't matter, they
were fine Sunday morning.
Ugh.
We're talking about the Buffalo Sabres. They had some beers over the weekend. Apparently, they were good to go by Monday night.
All right, we are out of here. You guys, we're out of here like Urban Meyer's out of here. I mean, we're getting headaches.
We're getting headaches, man.
Gotcha. I can't even remember what we talked about.
Gotcha.
I'm in pain.
Hey, guys,
so.
Guys, I'm out of here like Mike McCarthy.
Oh!
All right, guys, I'm out like Hugh Jackson.
Oh! All right, I'm out of here like Phil Jackson. I mean, how long are we going?
Wait, I just went a few weeks ago.
I know, I just went. All right, everybody, have a great day. We out.